All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B, and I don't know why my song is not playing. Can you hear anything? Because I know I cannot. Okay, let me try something else. I hope you all are good, and I am going to do this. Maybe this will work. Okay, hold on. There we go. This is what I'm looking for. This right here is Small Black. It's a cover of Phoebe Bridgers' Kyoto here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. All right. Welcome, welcome to my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. My name's Anita B, and that's what's happening. Some music here tonight until 8 o'clock. We just heard a band called Small Black. They were covering Phoebe Bridgers' song, Kyoto. The name of the album is called Kyoto. Go figure. It is, by the way, here at CITR, not like you care. It is SoCan Week, which means we have to do more typing in the computer here. We have to put the duration of the song, who the composer is. For example, the next song that I have for us is a band who I'm adoring. They're called Lord Huron. And the lead singer who writes the songs, his name is Ben Schneider. I got to look all this stuff up for every single song and input all that. That's all good. And put the duration. So, by the way, let's do some homework with me. The next song is 5 minutes and 17 seconds. There we go. 5. Yeah, so that's that. Now, I was looking at the calendar, and it's been a long time. It's been a really long time since I've been here. The last show I did here was December 15th. So that's been 6 weeks. I mean, I do this show every second week from 6:30 till 8. And 2 weeks ago, my show was on, you know, the cancellation list because the station had been temporarily shut down, well, again, because of Omicron. And then 2 weeks prior to that, I was back in my hometown. And, you know, over Christmas. And here I am at the end of January. I don't know about you guys, but I feel like time just is only speeding up. Like, I'm confused. I'm like, is it really 2022? And I do feel a lot of it, or all of it, is COVID's fault. You know, the whole shutdown, the whole, you know, quarantine, all that stuff that happened, of course, for myself. It was very, very specific, the way that curtain just came down. That was March 13th. It was Friday the 13th. And it's very kind of, I guess, ominous. It was a portent. The last day of school before spring break was Friday the 13th. And that was when the whole world was starting to shut down. And I ran into our principal that afternoon. And I was scheduled to be flying out to Florida the next day with my kids, like very early the next morning. So we're talking like half a day later, right? Like 12 hours. And he was like, yeah, just a heads up, you may want to bring some stuff home that you may think you need. Like, I don't know if the school's going to open, you know, after the 2 week spring break. And I was kind of like, what? And then very, very quickly in a, you know, cascading order, it just was like, we didn't leave, you know, we just had to cancel the trip. And life just fully changed. And I feel time went super slow and it sped up really fast. There was like time before COVID. And then there was post-COVID, or mid-COVID, if you will. And I don't know. Where are we at? I don't know. I feel like it's opening up, and I feel like we're all good. And I think we need to chill a bit. I do really believe that we are toward the end. I mean, so do many experts, not just me. But, yeah. I mean, most of us who haven't gotten COVID, if you haven't, you probably will get it. You know, you'll probably get the Omicron at least. My boyfriend's got it. My sister, you know, got Omicron over the holidays. And you don't need to panic, you know? You're going to be fine for the most part, you know, unless, of course, you are 585 pounds and you have, like, you know, like life-threatening diabetes or something like that, you know? I also think you need to wear your masks and you need to be cautious and, you know, get your vaccinations. But I do feel that things are lifting. All right. So, as the clouds clear and as things lift, we're going to listen to some Lord Huron. Speaking of Lake Huron, which actually was I believe I read this someplace that the name of this band, Lord Huron, came from, well, Ben Schneider. I know his name is Ben Schneider, the composer, because I have to type that all in because it's so can weak. So can reporting week. And Ben Schneider is from Michigan, the beautiful state of Michigan. And I think Lake Huron had some sort of effect on him, the beauty of it. It's beautiful. People who have never seen the Great Lakes or don't know of them, because I'm from that area, they really are majestic. And they're like, they're just inland seas. And the water, especially Lake Erie, is quite warm to swim in. Sure, you know, they can be, they are polluted. But, you know, things are changing. And we are working on it. I don't know. Okay, where is that going with this? I'm going to tell us all that we're going to hear one of my favorite songs of 2021. And it's not a very, you know, it's not an obscure song. You've probably heard it elsewhere, but I just love it. And we're going to listen to Mine Forever. It's so beautiful. Like, it's like Western surf. And let's take a listen. All right, here we are. So this here is Lord here on the station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And also, my name is Anita B. So, yeah, here we go. All right, I'm just having some technical difficulties. It's all good. That right there was Good Morning, a band out of Australia, Melbourne to be precise, on Sub Pop. There's two of them. The name of the album is Barnyard, and the song we heard was Country. It's a great song. Love it. Before that, of course, Lord Huron, and then Small Black. Now, I'm just trying to play us a band who I adore. They're called Long Stocking. I'm trying to play us Teenage Angst at 27, which is one of my most favorite songs ever, from like, I'm going to say 1995 or so. So let me see if this works. I tried something else. It did not work. Here we are. Is this working? Yes. I prayed for love. I prayed for sadness. We'll be right back. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B, and that right there is Detroit Cobras with the song Stay Down. That's a good one. That is new from only a year ago. And it was a split 7-inch with Kenny Tudrick. It's been tragic, however, Rachel Nagy, the lead singer of the band, has recently passed. She was a founding member and lead singer of, as I mentioned, the band. And they were formed way back in 94 out of Detroit, of course, with a band like, well, Detroit Cobras. And I don't know any of the details, but I do know she had been a stripper prior to doing the rock and roll thing, and or at the same time, I'm not sure. But a friend of mine, Anthony, who lives in the area, told me he would just love watching her do her thing. Love watching, going to the shows, the skimpy clothes. Apparently, she was pretty sexy back in the day. So there you go. That is tragic, and I hate to report that, but there you go. Before that, we heard, speaking of bikinis, we heard Rebel Girl from Kathleen Hanna and her band back in the day, Bikini Kill. The album that is off of is called / Our Troubled Youth. And then we heard Long Stocking in there before that. From their album Once Upon a Time called Now, we heard Teenage Angst at 27. And that album was from like the mid-90s. I'm going to say 95. That's my best guess. I loved Long Stocking. Oh my God. Total queercore band out of SoCal. Yes. All right. 7:01. The time is 7:01. I've got a lot of typing to do. As I mentioned, this is SoCan reporting week. So I have to make sure everybody gets their, 27 cents. I myself am a SoCan member, and I get my quarterly earnings of about, I'm going to say $1.21, somewhere around there. That's a good quarter. Clearly, I was in a very successful Canadian band as I toss my hair. Yes. All right. All right. Okay. What do I've got next for us? I've got, you can't go wrong with this band, Parquet Courts. He, the lead singer of Parquet Courts, is perhaps one of my favorite singers. I love his voice so much. What is his name? I should know this. Let me look it up. I should know Parquet Courts guy's name. Parquet Courts are out of New York City. What is his name here? What is his name? Members. Andrew Savage? Andrew Savage. Oh, and here we are. This is a fun fact. Band members Andrew Savage and Austin Brown met while students at the University of North Texas. Look at that. University of North Texas. All right. What else can I tell you about them since I've got the old Wikipedia up? I don't know. It is Andrew Savage. That is his name. Okay, what song do I have for us? Am I going to play the song I play all the time? Because it's so good. I will. I'm going to play us Walking at a Downtown Pace. Now, I'll play us that one. That sounds good. Okay, here we go. This is Walking at a Downtown Pace. Oops. Hold on. Gotta make sure I got stuff on. All right. 1 second. Okay, this is Parquet Courts here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. This is a great one.
Who took the bomb?
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That right there is awesome. That was Controller with the song Disco Blackout. Controller were from Toronto, and the years they were around were like 02 to 06. Their first album, History, which we heard that song off of, was released on Paper Bag Records back in 04. And I was just reading this. This is very sad. So again, they disbanded in 06. Then they got back together for a reunion show in Toronto at Sneaky D's in 2015. And oh my God, I played that. Oh my God, that's so crazy. It says here, as part of the 15th anniversary of Toronto's Wavelength concert series. Oh my God, this is a side story. But back in like, 2001, my old band, we played as part of Wavelength. That was awesome. The guy that put it on, Jonathan, I think, was super cool dude. That is nuts. We must have been like the first or second year that was on. Anyways, that just threw me off. But anyways, this is sad. Shortly after they played that 2015 reunion show, again, as part of Wavelength, one of the members had a disabling stroke. This is Ronnie Morris. Well, that's sad. It doesn't say what instrument he played. Okay. Yeah, well, that's... you got to be appreciative for your health. Okay. I sound like my mom, but it's true. I am a mom. Okay, that was Controller from the album History. All right, before that, we heard Something Killer from the organ. I like to play the organ a lot. They disbanded around 2007, right around the same era. And I think that song is my favorite of theirs, Fire in the Ocean, off the Mint record Thieves. So good. And then we heard La Tigra in there with the song Decepticon, off of an album with the same name around, 99. I saw La Tigra with my ex-husband back in Detroit. And like, where was that at? Doesn't matter. It was that pool playing place downtown in Detroit. And then Parquet Courts in there before that. Okay, the time is 7:21. I've had a long day. As I usually do. Worked all day. It's report card time. I am a teacher. I teach high school. And report cards are due Monday. My kids have final exams tomorrow. My 9th and 10th graders. And good luck, guys. Multiple choice only. I tell you, I try with these guys. It's like boot camp. No, it's not tomorrow. It's the next day. Today and tomorrow was review classes. And final exam on Friday. Yeah. Okay, what do I got for us next? I got something from a local band or guy. I don't know. It's the name of the outfit is Joe Past. Joe Past. So that's, is it a guy named Joe Past or is it a band called Joe Past? I should know this. Let me look it up. What is the deal with Joe Past? Let's see. Joe Past. I just know that I really like the music that is put out by Joe Past. Okay, let's take a look here. Joe Past music. What is the deal with Joe Past? Joe Past. Joe Past. Mm-hmm. Is there any articles on Joe Past? Let me find out more about this. Well, I can't really find out anything immediately, but we're going to hear something called MDM. That is the name of the song we're going to hear. And that is that. Oh, I should give us some weather as well. Maybe I'll come back after this song with some weather. And here we go. The station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B. This here is Joe Past.
The spirit lies in the form, the spells it brings, but it's gone.
Okay, as promised, I'm here. I'm back with some weather. Let's take a look. So today is Wednesday. The overnight low is 1. And that means tomorrow is Thursday with foggy patches. High of 6 and Friday as well, 6. When we get into the weekend, so Friday is a mix of sun and clouds. When we get to Saturday and Sunday, Saturday looks good. Cloudy with sunny breaks, high of 7, and Sunday is rain and high of 6. Now, that's great, but I also happen to ski. And I'm going up Saturday to Cyprus, as I've been going. And I'm concerned. I don't know. Concerned about the snow conditions. I went on, like, this past Saturday. I had a 6.5 hour, no joke, lesson. I had a private lesson on Saturday with the best instructor ever. I love her. This is like my second lesson with her. I had a group lesson the other week. But her name is Narda. You know how I remember her name? Because of Nardwar. This is the female Nardwar. So this is Narda. She's amazing. She's Dutch. And she's in her 50s. And she's so badass. And she's so good. And I've made some market improvement. It's shocking. I'm doing some pretty scary runs. And I can thank her for helping me get the confidence. And so anyways, this past Saturday, though, the conditions were pretty good. But then by the time, so my lesson was over at 4. By the time we hit about 2:30, of course, it's pretty warm. And there was an inversion that day, which means that in the odd case of that, which is an inversion, the temperature is inverted, which means that the higher up you go the mountain, the warmer it gets. It's a little complicated. It's usually when there's like a fog layer close to the ground and you don't get any overnight wind and the temperatures get cold and all the pollutants are trapped. And I teach this stuff and I don't want to bore you. Long story short, it's beautiful when you have an inversion because at the top, it's like a bluebird day. It's gorgeous. It's blue. And you look out onto like a sea of clouds and it's just absolutely phenomenal. And you feel so alive and you're like, this is why I'm doing this. And so anyways, that's great. Except the snow was just getting really weird. And it was like really granular, like corny. And then you get these like slushy, but then you get these like these balls that sort of form on the slopes, depending on if it's in the shade or not. And it was my instructor was getting really worried. She's like, oh, I don't like any of this. And I'm like, oh, God. So that was last Saturday. So I'm not sure what. And then, of course, we were going down some runs and then we stopped. And then like there was rocks and you could see like the soil. Like, and it's just like, oh, my God, thank God I didn't hit that because it's just going to ruin your skis. So let's hope. Oh, let me pull it up. Let me give us the ski report for Cyprus. Let's go to Weather Cyprus Mountain. And this probably, I can even tell you, what Grouse and Seymour, they're not too much, not far off this report, I'm sure. Okay, let's take a look. Snow forecast. The Weather Network, let's go to that one. Okay, so if you like to ski, if you're going to be going up to Cyprus, I don't know, anytime soon, let's see what you have in store for you. Okay. Yeah, and then there's no precipitation expected either. Which is kind of like, that mountain needs some snow. That's what I'm saying. It's great that there was no precipitation because we had a whole bunch of precipitation. And then a ton of rain. And I went up one night and it was like a total ice rink. It was like sheer terror. It was all ice. And that was after having like the night before it just rained and rained and rained that afternoon. And then, of course, it froze overnight. And then the whole next day was sunny, and it was a terrifying experience. Okay, so sorry, I'm just checking this out. So tomorrow on Cyprus is Thursday. It's a high of 2. What's the overnight low? Okay, it looks okay. It looks like it's gonna get below 0, and there is no precipitation until Sunday. So if you're snowing in the next like 2-3 days, you're going to be okay. Saturday does look nice. Cloudy with sunny breaks. Okay. Sorry. I don't know why I'm apologizing. Oh, I'm apologizing for those people that don't care. That's okay. All right. What do we got next? Let's see what I have in store for us. That was Joe Pass, as I mentioned. Oh, and I did find out the deal with Joe Pass. Joe Pass is a guy named Joe, apparently. And then he wrote some songs with like two other people. So his name really is Joe. That's, I don't know. Okay, let's see what we have next coming up here on Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And it looks to me like we have a little, I'm looking at, am I prepared? Not really. Not really. It's been a long day. What should I play as? Oh my God. Okay. Do you guys want to listen to some Bully? Yeah, when in doubt, let's do a little Bully. Okay. Yeah, let's do that. I love Bully. Bully, here we are. What song am I going to play as? I could play as, yeah, okay. Sorry, guys. It's just been a long day. I was sort of mostly prepared with my show here, and then I just started to. Okay, hold on a second. Where's my Bully? Here it is. Where to Start. This is a good song. This is a great song. So this here is Bully. The song is Where to Start. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'm a little bit slow. I just consistently is.
All right, you are listening to CITR. I'm exhausted. 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B, and it is 750. Yay, I love my show, but I'm just tired of punching in. And if you're feeling a break between the songs, it's because I'm trying to like get the you have to type in the song length, the composer, everything, and oftentimes, you know, SOCAN or whatever the royalty, whether it's ASCAP or whatever, you need to have exactly the songwriter. So some bands, for example, my old band was called Clover Honey. We credited our songs to Clover Honey because we wrote as a team, like we were collaborative. But many bands have one songwriter, and then or many songwriters, and then you don't know who wrote which song. It varies sometimes, so it's a little tricky. So anyways, that's that. Let me tell you what we just listened to. That was Hot Hot Heat from 2004 with the song Middle of Nowhere. Now, Steve Bays, I can tell you, was the composer of that song. That is from the album Elevator. Hot Hot Heat are from Victoria, or were, past tense, I guess. Let's make sure I get them their Canadian credit. Boom, click that button. All right, before that, we heard something from Electric Six with the song Danger, High Voltage. From their 2003 record, Rough Trade Shop, Counterculture 2002. Okay. The composer from that, for that song, sorry. You don't need to know this. I'm just like saying this out loud. Steve Nawara and Tyler Spencer. All right. Before that, something from the English band Block Party. The song we heard was Banquet, and you can find that on their album Silent Alarm. And then the Courtneys, which is a Vancouver band. From 2017, we heard the song, what did we hear? Silver Velvet. And the name of that album is The Courtneys 2. It is 7:52. So I'm going to play us something from my friend Rochelle's band. I play baseball with her, or at least I did. And she is a fine young lass. I love Rochelle. She is a flight attendant, and also, in addition, of course, to the Broken Islands, where she has this killer voice, you can sometimes find her up at Cyprus. She works at Crazy Raven Bar, and, yeah, there you go. I'm going to play us the song El Dorado. How does that sound? I think that sounds good. 7:53. Okay, I'm almost done. So let's listen to the Broken Islands here on CITR 101.9. Let's make sure this is on. Oh, let's not make sure that's not on. I'm so tired. Okay, hold on. Let me fix this. All right. Okay, let's try that again. Okay, that's on? Yes, it is. Let's try this. This again, let me try again, is El Dorado on CITR. That's the name of the song by the Broken Islands. 101.9 FM Vancouver. And that is that. That was The Broken Islands. I love that song. I think that might be my favorite of theirs. It's called El Dorado, and you can find that on their 2017 album Wars. It is 7:59, and I'm going to finish this up. It is done, the SOCAN reporting period. Yahoo! Now, next time you see me or hear me, we'll be in 2 more weeks, of course, because this show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, runs every second week from every second Wednesday, 6:30 to 8. And it's going to be me groveling for money. It's going to be fun drive time. So, hey, if you like my show, you can just go to the CITR website. Just Google it, or CITR.ca, and donate money and say that you did it in my name, in Sam Squanch's Hideaway. You say, yeah, that's the show, because I get some credit. I don't know. I do, though. CITR is a good place to spend your money. Yes, it is, because we rock. I'm just going to leave it at that. And in 2 more weeks, you get to hear me drone on about why we need your money, because we do. Okay, y'all, have a good couple weeks, and maybe I'll see you out in the slopes. Keep on rocking in the free world. Ciao.